Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've already been listening, well, congratulations, because we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And then you're going to get a little smarter. You guys are going to get a lot smarter because Barbara Weltman's in the building, so to speak. Barbara's our good friend and an original member of our Brain Trust. She's, you know, folks, my office is looks like a library. We have so many books here by our Brain Trust members, plus the ones that we consider that we never get on the show because we don't think they're worthy of your time and money. But Barbara, she's the only one that who has her own shelf. And she has so many books. She has her own shelf, and maybe, and before long, probably her own bookcase. But she is the author of so many books on small business, especially small business taxes, including J.K. Lasser's 1001 Deductions and Tax Breaks for 2006. And she is our very good friend, one of the smartest people I know. Barbara Weltman, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
It's good to have you back, Barb, I meant what I said. When I go by the bookcases, your books have their own shelf there. Their own little place there. So
taxes change every year, and so every year we have to redo the books. So
yeah, but you also have
now for 2007.
But you also have other books. You've got the eBay book. You've got the
yes.
You've got the
Small Business Survival
the Survival book, and you've got one for parents and for the children, and remember that one? There was the one was it?
Raising Money Smart Kids.
There you go, Raising Money Smart Kids. I knew about that one. And anyway, she's just such a smart lady, and she graces us with her presence and her valuable information. Barbara, what's on your mind today?
Well, I figured we'd talk about some timely tax tips because we're coming up to some key dates.
Hopefully, you've already filed your corporate tax return, the extension that was due on September 15th. And Barbara, I just wonder how many people out there listening are going, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hope not. I hope nobody's doing that. But what would happen?
You know what
would happen, Barb?
If you miss the deadline, the quicker you get to it, the smaller the penalties will
be. What would happen?
Well, you're going to be subject to penalties.
How much?
Well, it depends on how much was owed on the return.
What if you owed nothing? What if there was no
just a late filing penalty?
And how much would that be?
And it's a certain percentage per month. So if the quicker you get it in, the smaller you're gonna penalty will be.
Okay, here's the way you got to look at it, folks. If you don't want to get a speeding ticket, you hate them, but you get them, and then when you get them, you pay them, right?
Absolutely.
Get it. Just go do it. They're not going to put you in jail. They can't eat you. Just go do it.
And as I said, face up, the sooner the better.
That's exactly right. And does it help at all to put a nice little note in there and say, I'm so sorry, I just forgot?
Well, for certain things, certain purposes, that may help.
It'll probably make you feel better, but
No, you're going to get the penalty, but as I said, it'll be modest and if you file.
I'm imagining this bulletin board at the IRS where they put up all those notes and they walk by and
good laughs.
They
yes,
walk by
I'm
and
sure.
laugh at him. Can you believe he thought he was going to influence us with his note?
I'm sure that's true.
Okay, but tell us about the new dates.
Okay, well, first of all, today, if you have a small business that you want to have a simple retirement plan for 2006, an SIMPLE, a simple retirement plan for 2006. You have to set it up before October 1st. So basically, you have to go out today and sign the paperwork.
Now, who would be a good candidate for a simple plan?
It would be the kind of business that wants to help their employees fund their retirement, but keep the company contributions to a bare minimum.
Right.
So it really is a very modest cost to the company to have this kind of plan. Most of the contributions are by the employee or the owner who puts in money from compensation.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But that the paperwork actually has to be signed before by October 1st.
That's what if you sign the paperwork and never do anything about it? Can you,
well,
is that okay?
You're not, if you don't ever get to
you're
put
not
the
obligated.
Money in,
if somebody wanted to go do it right now because they thought maybe next year they would want to do this, but they never did it, they wouldn't be anything. Nothing would happen, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No, but this is, keeping your options open.
Right. Exactly. That's a good point. All right. Go ahead.
So if for example you don't do it by October 1st, then a simple plan is not an option for you for 2006. You still have other options for 2006. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay, so that's this. I just want people to remember
right.
this date.
This is 2007 planning we're talking with a simple plan.
No, that would be for 2006.
You could still do for
2006 by this date, yes.
Okay, so by today, they can impact 2006 taxes with signing up for simple plan. All right.
Yes.
Stand by. Quick break. We'll be right back with Barbara Welton. She's got a lot more good stuff to come right after these messages. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
That's what I want.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've got a couple of questions for you business leaders out there who are looking to become business legends. Are you tired of shouldering the burdens of paperwork and liabilities? Have you got a strategy in place to take your company to the top and stay there? Well, if it's a question of becoming one of America's best small businesses, the only answer is Administaff.
That's right, Arnold. I'm John Johnson, president of Gold Star Trust Company here in Arizona. And Administaff has played a key role in our company's success strategy. They handle all our human resources needs. They help provide our employees with big company benefits like health care and retirement services. And they've equipped us with proven strategies that have improved productivity and our bottom line.
Talk to the pros at Administaff. Call 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/business center, including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
Aflac for small business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to AflacSB.com. Aflac for small business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
The late great Marvin Gaye, ladies and gentlemen.
Baby,
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're listening to the late, great Marvin Gaye. And Barbara Weltman remembers Marvin Gaye, don't you, Barbara?
Oh, you bet.
Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. Barbara, give us your website, please.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
And you've got your newsletter there,
I have a free online newsletter that people can subscribe to, and I have an idea of the day every day with an RSS feed, so it make it real easy for everybody to get good information.
BarbaraWeltman.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Subscribe to her free newsletter. It's worth the time and the effort, folks. You will like it. I promise. I like it myself. So check it out. And the books are, they can find the list of all your books there, right?
Sure. All my books are there, and all my books are in the usual places. Amazon.
The usual suspects.
Yeah.
All are out there. Look for Barbara Weltman. Look for her name and Google her if you want. She's going to be high on all those lists. Barbara, what are some other – now, you just told us about the simple deadline. So the simple deadline, if you do it today before October 1st, it actually can impact you can influence your 2006 taxes. All right, what else?
Yeah. Well, then we're going to come up to October 16th, which is the deadline for filing your 2005 return if you obtained an extension. And the same deadline applies for partnerships and LLCs that obtained an extension.
Right.
Remember, we have a single extension, a six-month extension, so the date becomes October 16th. And, you know, you can still e-file. That's still an option that will be available through October 16th.
How many people can e-file? Do we know?
Basically everybody can e-file. There are certain people that can e-file for free.
Aren't most CPA firms e-filing their own clients' personal taxes?
Correct. More and more are doing this.
Aren't they becoming required to do that?
Well, the only ones that are actually required are for major corporations. You know, General Electric e-filed this year, and a lot of I forget how many major corporations have e-filed because it's been made mandatory for large corporations.
Anybody? Do you know how many businesses e-file? Small businesses?
No, I don't have. There are no statistics that I've seen on.
But they can, can't they?
But absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. And
right.
and it's a great thing to do because then you know that the return has been accepted for filing. In other words, once you submit it makes sure that all the lines have been completed and everything is done to at least accept the return, and you have proof of filing, and it's a great way to go.
If somebody wanted to learn about e-filing, how do you recommend they do that?
Well, you can just go to the IRS website and look for e-file, and there's lots of information. It's broken down by individuals and, you know, businesses.
Is it pretty easy? I mean, do they walk you through it, and you just put your information? I mean, do I have to fill it out on paper first and then stick it in there, or can I do it? Can I build it basically online?
Well, you know, it depends on what you're talking about. If you're talking about your personal return or if you're talking about a partnership return, there are different things, and you may have to work through
right.
a professional who can do this for you, like for the partnership returns. The individual you can do yourself. And, again, there are ways to do it. For example, let's say you use TurboTax. You're a sole proprietor and you do your Schedule C with your TurboTax. You can do that yourself, and you can e-file from your own computer.
Right. All right. All right. What are some other things we need to know?
Just a tip that you cannot get another extension, even if you really need it.
You're just going to be late.
Deadline. Yeah. So you just do it, and you know, as I said earlier, just file so that you can avoid the late filing penalty.
Right. All right. And penalty, late filing penalty, and penalty, a fine or whatever it's called on the amount of money that you owe.
Yeah, but even if you don't owe money, you still have to file.
So they're still going to get you, right?
I mean, yeah,
all right.
Exactly. Well, you know, now October 1st is the last quarter of the year, so it's really time to start focusing on year-end tax planning.
All right.
Thinking about, for example, you know, look at your equipment. Is it time, you know, and what kind of year have you had? Have you had a good year? Have you had a bad year? If you've had a good year, then the strategies that you want to adopt will be such that you'll increase your write-offs to minimize your taxes.
And we still have Section 179 increased deductions, don't we?
Exactly. So, for example, if you need new equipment, you can purchase it and place it in service before the end of the year, and you can opt to expense it, meaning writing it off all at once instead of depreciating it over a number of years, up to $108,000 for 2006.
108. I remember when it was zero.
I do too, and you know this inflation adjustment keeps going. For example, next year it's going to be it's projected to be $112,000.
Wow!
And we have it in the law at least through 2009 that it will be adjusted for inflation, and hopefully it will be made permanent.
Don't you think that's one of the elements of the tax reform that we've had this year, this decade, that's contributed significantly to the growth of the economy, not only in terms of what was bought and sold, but in terms of getting businesses up to date with innovation?
Well, in my opinion, absolutely. I know that businesses, I've spoken to owners who said, oh, you know, because I write it off, it's so great, I can finance the purchase and I can still write it off.
If you're very profitable, this provision actually is cash flow positive, isn't it, Barbara?
Absolutely, because actually, as I said, you can finance your purchase and still claim the same deduction.
Absolutely. Stand by. Barbara Weltman, folks, is our guest. She and I will be right back. It's 10 till. Stay with us.
I walk through this world. Nothing can stop a Duke-a-ver. And you.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and I hope you use all the things that are there to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out my blog while you're there, too. Barbara Weltman is all over our website in so many ways, articles, dozens and dozens and scores of archives of past interviews that we've done with Barbara. Barbara, give us your website again, please.
It's barbarawelman.com.
So check out all of her books there on the website and subscribe to her free newsletter as well. Barbara, what are some other tax tips that we need?
Well, again, if you're profitable, you want to put away money into your retirement plan, and you have until, aside from the simple plan, you generally have until the end of the year to sign the paperwork.
What would be examples of what those
might be? Let's say you're working all by yourself. You can set up, for example, a solo 401k plan.
Right.
And you can put in both the employee and employer contribution.
Which is could be how much?
Which you can sock away, you know, a huge amount of money in these kinds of plans.
How much would a huge amount be?
If you're 50 or older this year, you could put away potentially up to $49,000.
Wow.
So, I mean, that depending on how much your earnings are and some other parameters. But basically, that's the upside. And, again, you just have to sign the paperwork by December 31st. That gives you more time to at least put in your company contributions. You have to make your what would have effectively been the employee contributions in January, but get started now. So at least if you don't even know, let's say you don't know what kind of plan to use, well, schedule an appointment with your accountant or a benefits advisor before the end of the year so you can discuss what your options are and make the right move.
All right, what else?
What else? Well, you know, think about how are you going to share your business's good fortune this year in terms of bonuses or dividends or making charitable contributions. All these options are open to you. You want to explore them and see what might work best. For example,
don't wait until January to make that decision.
No, by January, you're not going to have the opportunity to make any decision.
Right.
It's going to be too late. So you really have to do things now. You want to also make sure that you hold your, if you have a corporation, that you're going to hold your annual meeting and, you know, dot all the I's and cross your T's so that you keep the corporate protection. You know, if you have these kinds of businesses like corporations and LLCs and you disregard them and you don't respect the kind of entity that you have, then a creditor can get at your personal assets. You're not going to have this liability
it's
protection.
It's called piercing the corporate veil.
That's what it's called. And so one of the ways to protect your liability is to hold your annual meetings for a corporation, which is required, even if you're the only owner. So that's something that you want to do before the end of the year. I think you want to start, you want to make sure that you have your records together. You know, start getting your records together so that you'll be able to get started as soon as possible.
With all of the electronic software that's available to manage your finances and manage your taxes, it's ridiculous not to have this kind of information, isn't it?
Absolutely. No excuse. No excuse.
It's just too easy, isn't it?
Well, it's easy, but you know what? It's still, you still have to do it. Like, you know, you can have.
But it's not a mystery. It's not something. I mean, and if you can't do it, hire somebody to do it for you.
Absolutely. You can't believe how many people lose out on write-offs that they're really entitled to because they don't have the records. They take their clients or customers out for lunch, but they don't keep the records they need to take the deduction.
Right. Exactly. All right, we got time for one more.
Well, as I said, I think it's a great time to schedule an appointment now with your tax advisor to go over this year and decide, you know, what steps you might take for the next year.
You want
to do it now.
One other thing we need to mention is HSAs, health savings accounts.
Right. It's an opportunity for small businesses to provide affordable health care for their staff, for themselves, for owners.
You need to find out more about what that is all about, folks. I own an HSA.
Well, we should do a whole program on
that. We ought to.
That.
We'll do that next time.
And I'll be glad to come and talk about it. I think it's great.
There's no question about it. And I think it's going to go down as one of the most important public policy decisions that they've made this decade. Barbara, give us your website again quickly.
It's BarbaraWeltman.com.
Thank you, Barb, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen, will not, cannot, would not do without her. She'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, and as you know, this program is for you. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.